Against All Odds is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to make every moment more than with FanDuel. It has great odds and markets for the NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, and so much more. Awesome new and existing user promotions. It's America's number one sportsbook because it's easy to use, because it's safe and secure, and because you get your winnings fast. Now, winnings are delivered in as quick as 2 hours, and it's fun to combine multiple bets from the same game into a same game parlay. Discover the most popular same game parlays each day right when you log in. And if you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now. Sign up with promo code Against All Odds so they know I sent you. Take it away, Dickie. All right, welcome to Against All Odds, part of the Extra Points Podcast. Network Cousin Sal coming to you on a Friday morning. Spaghetti and meatballs fiddling with the knobs just one last time this week. Babyface Joel Solomon producing this disaster. And joining me, as always, my wizards of wagering, my gurus of gambling, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, the degenerate trifecta, Harry, Brother Bri, Darren, the parlay kid. What is happening, fellas?
What's going on, Sal?
Have fun at the Mets game tonight, Sal.
What's good?
Okay. Bye, Harry. Thanks. I'll see you. Harry, this is the beginning. That's something you would like to say at the end, but I can see where maybe you got confused. And we're off to a flying start. Hey, we lost race to 10 yesterday. We only have a couple of these left. We had the Celtics. Harry picked the Celtics to get to 10 before the Warriors. We're up 9-8. Yeah. We're up 9-8. And I don't know, it was anticlimactic. What was it, Steph Curry layup? I can't remember, Harry. Was that what it was?
9-8. And even if it was 9-8, we still had, again, very beginning, a lot of careless turnovers, terrible launching of threes. But we're right there in the end. Couldn't get it done.
Yeah, you know, and again, this happens to us a lot. I'd like to go back and find out how many. We couldn't get to 10 first, but we had no problem getting to 110 first. Right, Parlay Kid? Good Lord.
Yeah, exactly.
Bummer.
I will say, the team, if we lose, whoever we pick for race to 10 and it loses, they go on to win the game. It has to be 65% of the time. Honestly,
that's what I was saying. It seems that way. It seems like a major slap in the face. Although I said, I was like, bet the Warriors here after it just feels weird. And it did get weird in the fourth quarter. We'll go over that. Sorry to, who was it? Ryan Cunningham. We lost for him. We were playing for him. We're going to preview game two. Prop quiz is up and running, everybody. We have the weekend action. We have Tampa Bay. Oh, no, I'm sorry. We're going to have Colorado game. We're going to have in hockey. We're going to have game two for NBA. We got some baseball, so hit it. 10 questions. Very easy. Takes 40 seconds of your time to fill out. No cost at all. And Brother Bri, the elusive gold cap is up for grabs. You got to go get that.
I'm starting to think this is luck to win this thing.
Stop it.
Except for Joel.
Ask Ian Kowalski. Yes. Yeah, that's luck. Ian Kowalski, ask him if it's luck. 10 out of 10 in our May prop culture.
Congrats.
Prop culture. He won 10 out of 10. Pretty good. Seven people got 10 right. And it all came down to the tiebreaker, which was how many hot dogs did the Extra Point staff collectively eat Memorial Day weekend? There were 13 of us, and I'm discouraged. I'm sad. I'm embarrassed to say the total number was 6. Disgusting. 6 hot dogs, Parlay Kid, combined.
Well, I know I had one of those, so I don't know what the rest of everybody was doing. I mean, we should have at least an average of should have been one per person at least.
Of course, I guarantee, like, Harry is too good to eat hot dogs. Harry, it's too good to eat hot dogs.
But I guarantee H-Dog at zero. H-Dog at zero.
Oh, so we're mostly accounted for here. I had 3. I'm sorry. I had one. I had 3, one. Yeah. Bri, you had 3. Parlay Kid had 1. And Spaghetti, you had 1. Go over the one you had there. Puka Dog?
Puka Dog, I was in, when I was in Hawaii, there was a famous place on, I think, Poipu Beach, it's called. And it's a big wiener, nice roll. Oh. And they do some kind of like relish thing, but they mix it with like a fruit. So you have like that sweet, salty combo. And I did mango. And awesome. I'm telling you, it was the best tasting hot dog I've had in my entire life.
Wow. Excellent. So, all right. So Ian Kowalski somehow knew we would go low, although he said 24. That was the guess. That was out of the 7 people that got 10 out of 10. He had someone, the 7th person guessed 142. combined. Way off. But anyway, we have to pick this up as a group there, our hot dog consumption, because I can't have it. I can't have it at all. Hey, oh boy, I just watched the end of Nadal and Zverev. I thought it was going to last for hours. It really had one of the looks of a classic game. And then Harry Zverev went down. He was screaming in pain. Now, it was like one of those things like, oh my God, he's got to be out. And then he came out in a wheelchair and just waved to the crowd. And that was that. But it was looking like a classic.
It was one of those things where like, it wasn't just like a freak injury. He was going, he was basically diving for a get. And when he was running as hard as he could for that little, four to 5 feet, he twisted that ankle and that was it. It looked like it snapped.
Oh, I don't know. Something looked like it was cracked. And again, I can't believe this doesn't happen in more sports, basketball, where these guys are shuffling their feet so much, and tennis and the stop and go. Like this should happen like twice a tournament or something, but you haven't seen it. Bri, you have a bigger.
I was going to say, I don't know if you remember, I think Harry hurt his, I don't know what he hurt when we played, but I hurt my ankle. I could barely walk that second time I played Harry. From twisting it, but I have a big problem with this. So, most of these sports books just void these bets, right? If these matches don't finish, I actually forgot about this. So I parlayed Swiatek like last match to win in two sets, which he did with Nadal in this match, and they voided the bet, which it's annoying because I'm trying to think. I'm watching the match. Nadal has that awesome comeback, right? And he wins 7-6. It's like 10-8, right? He wins in the tiebreaker in the first set. He's potentially going on. He's potentially going on to win in three sets, potentially, right? The way that match was probably going, especially if he pulls that second one, he's going to win the third set. I don't get credit for that. It drives me crazy. This has happened to me now like three or four times. Like if I would have taken Nadal to win the whole tournament, I don't get penalized for that. Like I would have got the better. I should have done that. I wouldn't have got penalized. This would have essentially counted as a win for me. But in these high stakes, I mean, I get why they have it for certain things. But when you are down to the semifinals, the last four, whoever advances,
I don't get it at all. I don't know why they have it ever. I mean, first. So if he's up two sets, 4-0, it still is a push. If Zverev withdraws, that sucks. It's not like this in any other sport. Boxing, a guy gets, walked away. If there's a no moss, he's out, whatever. That's it. You get the guy who you bet and that guy wins. Sal, right?
When coach Kazaza threw in the towel during Finken's wrestling match, did Islip not get points for that victory? Did it not count?
And the bettors were enraged too. The ones that backed Finken. Yeah, I know.
You could have a dog +250 in a major up two sets and up 3-1, and something happens to the -400 favorite. You're not getting paid.
Yeah, so there's no official thing. Like a football game, I think 55 minutes is official for everything, right? But there's no...
I don't think if you go into like the fourth set, I think it's still the same. I mean, look, every book is a little bit different. Some allow, some don't. But this has driven me crazy for a while. And I get it in shitty tournaments, or if a guy's coming into a match with a pre-existing injury or something like that, I get why they have it to an extent, but I also, in these matches, that's so fucking dumb.
That's what you kind of get for betting on tennis, right?
So, shut up.
I mean, come on. I mean, look, you guys got me into golf. The tennis thing once in a while, but You guys are betting this just as much as anything else. They're playing at all weird times.
It's on right when you wake up. Yeah, it's
so ridiculous.
Darren, Joel, I was up at 5:30 this morning. God. I was up at 5:30 this morning to watch this match.
I will say, but I don't know. Like I'm now thinking about like a huge betting scandal. If a guy's like a 10-1 underdog, right?
Well, that's true.
And just bets on himself or tells all his friends to bet on himself, and he's losing 2-0, 5-0, and he just like, you know what? I've had enough. He walks off. What that's a push. Everybody gets their money back betting that guy.
A few years ago, there was a big tennis scandal of one match that was a worthless tennis match.
There always is.
Remember,
there's always scandals.
The female tennis and the non-essential tournaments is really bad, really under scrutiny. All right. We've talked tennis too much.
I'm so annoyed. Yeah, that cost me a few hundred dollars. Like I said, if I would have just parlayed him to win the tournament, then I wouldn't have been penalized.
Yeah. Okay, that only cost you a few hundred dollars. Let's talk about what cost you thousands of dollars, and that's that game one.
It's true.
Warriors-Celtics, 120-108 final. The Celtics came out in the fourth quarter and just kicked the crap out of the Warriors. I mean, they could not miss. They had a 40-16 fourth quarter. I'm not sure, Parley Kid, what's more impressive, the 40 or holding the Warriors to 16. I don't know. I guess shit's just not going to make sense. Tatum was 3-17, right. Still favored to win MVP, by the way. Bri, I know you didn't like some of Steve Kerr's lineup decisions late, but what a shellacking.
So he ended the third quarter with like Iguodala and they're fine, whatever, you want to get him some minutes. But then he starts the fourth. Granted, I know people need rest, but he starts the fourth quarter. You're up 12, right? Starts the fourth quarter with Iguodala, Porter, Poole. Like that group he had out there was terrible. They were terrible as soon as that fourth quarter started. Those guys should have been out within 30 seconds. They call a timeout. They keep Iguodala in the game again. And then he throws like an 80-foot pop-up in the air for a turnover the next play.
Right.
Like, so that just right away, the momentum, for as good as the Celtics shot the three, and maybe they were going to win anyway, but that momentum just went away so quickly in that fourth quarter. And by the time, he didn't put Wiggins back in until 5 minutes left in the fourth. Like, I don't get what he was doing.
Yeah. Bri, Poole was, I was following, I don't know that stinks. Head coaches care about this or followed as much. Poole was like a minus 10 when they were up 13. Yeah,
I think he's been a minus all playoffs, I think.
Yeah. I don't know, Parley Kid. Is this going to be a short series? What are we looking at here?
No, this, you know what? This sets up, well, Darren, you know, do you want me to give am I giving a pick or am I just talking
now? We're just discussing. We're just having fun here. It's to anything be honest, not to talk about tennis.
This is my dream scenario as the better. So, we know Golden State wins game two. So, however you want to make your money off this game, they win game two. It's that set. What's going to happen?
They beat them so bad in the fourth. It didn't even have to get into the free throw gameplay of at the end of the game either. They were so bad. It was so bad at that point. Right?
Yeah. Look, Brian makes a good point. They let those guys play last night. There were not a lot of foul calls.
Yep.
No.
On both sides, Celtics probably, because they are the more defensive, physical team, probably got away with a bit more, to be honest with you. So that certainly helped, but that won't be the case in game two. This is my, I think it has not lost yet this year, where the higher seed loses game one at home.
Yeah.
They always win, and most of the time cover in game two. I know it's 4.5 now. Am I right? Has it moved up to 4.5?
Yeah. Make it official, Paul. Your game two pick.
This series is going to the end. I told you, I said yesterday, I thought this series would be a matchup of close games. Maybe we're finally going to get that. We're going to look at one. You got to remember, that was an extremely unusual fourth quarter by the Celtics in terms of shooting the ball.
Yeah.
With Smart and Horford, especially.
Horford 6-for-8 for 3.
None of those guys are, they're not exceptional three-point shooters. They didn't miss. Is that going to happen again? I mean, it's not going to happen again, mostly. It probably won't happen for another quarter in this whole series.
Right.
Probably not. Odds are no team is going to probably be that hot. Yes, was Steph hot in the first? Yeah, but Steph can do that again. He's most likely going to have other quarters or games where he goes off. So to me, Sal, and I think I might have been jumping ahead when I'm giving this pick because I think you wanted to probably
give your
go
pick.
Through.
It went from, I should say, the line went, the game two line opened at 3.5, which surprised me. We always zigzag, right? Whatever it usually is in game one, if the home team loses, you're going to give them a little more juice. The second game went to 4.5, now back down to 4. So you like it at minus 4.
I'm riding with that. This Warriors, they win this game. I'd probably go for over the win margin of 10 points here, Sal, though.
Interesting.
I'd probably take that. I should take that. I don't know the line. So let me just take the line. Take the 4, minus 4, take the Warriors in that game. But I don't think we're supposed to be making picks now anyway.
Let's do it. We might as well. And Brian, you're going to go against the, you know, we're zagging here, right? We're taking the Warriors and you're taking Horford.
Horford in general, it's been great. He's one of the reasons why they are where they are right now. But I am I'm taking the under 11.5. You know, he's been a nightmare, I will say, to me. I feel like all postseason, I will say, like, in terms of at least games, right? Games I've bet against the Celtics, Horford, I feel like, has come up big. But since that early series with the Nets, Horford has not really had back-to-back offensive games. So I will say, typically, he shoots, like, 4 threes a game. You know, and I think I had said when I gave this out the other day, I think he had made 9 three-pointers in his last 9 games prior to that. So, you know, Horford, I will say he will shoot when he's wide open. If he's wide open, he's going to take his shots. I don't think Golden State didn't really close out on him once on those open shots. So they're going to do a much better job containing him, defending the three, I think, in general. So I'm going to go with the under 11.5.
Even when he had made like 4 threes and they took that, and it was like, oh, he's not going to make that. What? He's got 6 now?
Well, Sal, it was so ridiculous that we had our buddy Alec texting us, asking us if Horford is a future Hall of Famer. How ridiculous his performance was getting.
Turned 36 today, too, D.
Yeah, well.
You see? Big, big birthday for Al Horford. All right, Harry, go ahead. Get us, I don't know. I don't know what Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
And like I said, he's still 3-for-17. Still right now, he's the MVP favorite, I guess, because the Celtics are favored. I should mention that. Celtics are now minus 170 to win this thing, take this thing down. And if you look at MVPs, it is Jason Tatum plus 130, Curry plus 145, Jalen Brown down to plus 650.
What's smart at, what Sal?
18 to 1.
What's
that?
What's smart?
18 to 18, 1. Yeah. Dre's 50, Horford 14 to 1. Harry, you're going, you like Tatum to bounce back here.
Yeah, plus 190 to record a double-double. Actually did it last night. Had more assists than points. He had 13 assists, 12 points last night. He's had a double-double in 2 straight games in 3 of his last 4. Would have been 4 in a row, but was a rebound short in game 6 versus the Heat. And his last 2 games against the Warriors, he's had a double-double. So let's go Tatum to bounce back, definitely on the offensive side, scoring the ball. And still, he's been fantastic either. Sometimes in games, he's gotten the double-doubles in the playoffs here with rebounds and assists.
Yeah.
He had 7 assists, I want to say, like halfway, a little past halfway through the second quarter. He just racks them up. He doesn't care. It's like, we'll figure out how to make up this difference somehow. But good Lord. All right, I'm going to say, I'm going Klay Thompson, 20 or more points, minus 106. This is another gut bet. And the trend suggests even odds for this don't make sense at all. He's gone under 20 in 5 of his last 6. Here I go again. I'm doing the Harry analysis. But he averages 20 in 17 postseason games. You might say the big ones came years ago. But I just think it's got to gel for this guy for one game, and this is it. And especially, you go after a loss, parlay kid, you like how the Warriors do after loss. Klay Thompson, after the loss to Memphis, scored 30. After the loss to Dallas, he scored 32. I think the team scores 125 in game 2, and I think Klay figures in big time. I like 20 or more at minus 106. Now, looking at some of these FanDuel specials, it's great. They have all sorts of stuff, and they keep them up. These numbers, by the way, I think I mentioned yesterday, take the extremes. Minus 9.5 for the Celtics, minus 9.5 for the Warriors. What was it, Brian? Minus 9.5 for the Celtics. 340 or something?
It was at least, right?
I think it was something like that.
I know the Warriors were what? They were plus 190. So,
196.
Yeah, the Celtics had to be at least.
Yeah, and parlay kid, if you like that again, minus 9.5 is plus 196. But let's look at these, where do I have them here? Oh, so you could bet all the series handicaps, who's going to win in how many games. Highest point average, now Steph is minus 300.
Wow.
Parlay kid. What was he for the?
Plus 130.
He was plus 130.
That's what I was all over that.
Yeah.
Yep. Plus 130.
Again, doesn't matter, win or lose, that he averages the most points is minus 300. Rebound average, Looney, who didn't get to 10 for me, damn it. I don't know how that happened, but still the highest rebound, plus 145. He's favored for the series. Assist, it's Tatum, Harry, minus 140. Like I said, he puts them up so quickly. Dre is plus 360 and 3-point average, Pauly Kid. You said this was even also? No, this had to be Curry.
Curry was like plus 115 or something for like that.
Minus 430.
He was a plus coming into to that as well. I think Tatum might have been
Horford's
one
in that now.
What the hell are his odds? 34-1. 34-1. What if he doesn't take another one?
What happens with that?
I don't know. I think if it was tennis, everybody would lose money, I think. But they also have these popular parlays, and this is where I'm going big. Curry, 25 or more in all series games, plus 350. I don't think this is a huge gamble. First of all, he's averaging 25.5 for the year, 26.5 in the playoffs. So just maintain your average every game for the next 3 to 6 more games. And I don't know, could be closer to 3. Who the hell knows? But 7 of his last 11 games, he's at 25 or more. He just needs to take over to win. I know. Yeah. So, and he also needs a few more minutes, right, Pauly Kid? He's got to get in the 42-minute range.
Why
maybe
not?
We find out this ankle is a problem and he can't get to the finish line.
I mean,
right?
That's the worry, right? Even last night, it was kind of like bothering him a little bit. So, I think they played some decently heavy minutes last night, these players. But now they should, especially the Warriors players, that they've had plenty of time off. Should be fine.
I mean, I know he's not for this bet to win. You're not allowed an off game, but I think plus 350 should be closer to plus 2, plus 250, somewhere in that. I like the risk here, plus 350. Curry, 25 or more in all series games. Harry, you like Marcus Smart to keep it up.
Yeah, I got him. Like him over 15.5 points average for the series at minus 106 at 18 last night. He had 24 in game 7 versus Miami. 2 games versus Golden State this season. He's had 4 3-pointers in both of them. And it seems like lately he's shooting a lot more. In his last 3 games, he's got 48 shots combined. 26 of them have been threes. I'll go over 15.5.
All right, Bri, you like Tatum. Wow, this is, we said highest assist average, minus 140. What was it going in?
It's a good question. Is he like 3-1?
Said plus 4.
So
what's
he was plus
4.
So, when I mentioned that, I did really like him to have the most assists in game 1. So game 1, he was plus 480 to have the most assists, but I just kind of forgot about it, because when you think about it, I mean, this whole field in general, right, between even Steph and Draymond, it's like, you know, I feel like the highest, you know, 6-7, I mean, they may have some, you know, higher games, but you know, right now Tatum is, you know, he had 13 last night, so he's 8 assists up on the field so far. And again, everybody else is kind of, even, you know, Tatum has done a good job, especially the last 2 series in terms of distributing the ball. So I think his average, like for the rest of the game, is still going to be around 5 or 6. Everybody else for the series in general might just be 5 or 6. So I think, you know, he's already got at least a game up on these guys. So I like that at minus 140.
Pauly Kid, anything jump out at you?
I mean, like what Brian's saying, I also wouldn't... something in regards to Tatum too. I'm not sure if I'm going to do this, but it's stick jumping out at me right now is when we talk about, he is a very consistent, even though I know his numbers were down, it was really hitting the assists yesterday. But like Harry was just saying before about his double doubles, the possibility, he's a pretty consistent rebounder too. And I know that because I'm always really taking the over on him in rebounds, over 6.5, over 7.5, and he's won almost every time I've ever bet him on that. So, plus 1,400 in the rebounding department, because I don't know if we have a standout rebounder in this series. If he gets a couple games close to 10, or, you know, in the 8 and has one big game, he could have plus 1,400, Tatum to be the leading series highest rebounder. But I also think Green's got a little bit of a leg up now at plus 240. He had 11 rebounds yesterday. He's got to do something to help that team, right?
And rebound. But in the Celtics-Warriors popular parlays there, FanDuel has Curry highest points, Green highest rebounds, Tatum highest assist, 8-1.
Ooh.
What's Tatum for most assists? At anybody, though?
Oh, shit. Tatum is
-140.
Yeah. I mean, Williams in there helps out a lot with those. They clicked last night with those alley-oops a lot of times, too.
Interesting, Sal. 8-1.
Yeah, so Draymond, that's the one, right? +240.
Yeah.
That's still the one.
Well, it's not bad.
Be closer. I like that. Go to FanDuel. Hit that up. All right. Wow. Now, Paul, Babyface Joel Solomon wants to ruin our weekend here by giving us a finals trivia contest between the four of us. Well, how does this work? You're going to give us each three questions?
We'll go around the horn.
Okay.
Three times. And I guess if someone cannot be in it on the third question, we could eliminate them. It's all for fun.
No, it's not for fun. We're doing it for $50. Okay. $50 right,
a man. I'm going to make sure here. I'm going to list on terms of quality of how tough Darren's questions are. Just writing.
Just answer your questions, Harry. Wow. Just answer. Go ahead.
So you
right, let's go through this quick. So there's 12 questions, right?
All right, then let's start. Should we start with Harry or Parlay Kid?
Sure.
How long can we get to answer? We have like 10 seconds to answer it. 5 seconds. Yes.
Parlay Kid starts.
All right. They will get increasingly tougher, okay. But okay. All right. With a memorable game 3 in which he scored 13 points and 4 assists, Hofstra graduate Speedy Claxton won the 2003 NBA championship with which franchise?
The San Antonio Spurs.
He's on the board. Everybody.
All right.
He should just win. Should we just let him win?
Are these all going to be Hofstra bullshit Hofstra questions?
Oh, come on.
Can you get that? Questions? That would be something.
That was a fair first question.
Go ahead.
All right. Brother Bri. This man is basically you're the best to never win a gold hat. So who currently holds the record for most playoff games played, 193, without winning a NBA championship? Oh,
most playoff games without NBA championship?
Pass. I got this wrong.
It would be Karl Malone, the mailman. Harry, which Knicks guard notoriously went 0-for-11 from three-point range during Game 7 of the 94 NBA Finals?
It's not fair. That's stupid.
Starks.
Oh, that's correct.
That's
ding, 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 ding.
Okay.
All right. Sal, which Dallas Mavericks player and friend of the show famously got a tattoo of the Larry O'Brien trophy before the start of the 2010-11 season?
Before the what season?
Before the start of the 2010-11 season.
A friend of the show. Why am I going to... I'm going to blow this. Dallas Mavericks.
University of Arizona grad.
Yeah. Now.
Jason Terry. Why? Well, you gave that to me?
Yeah. You're on the board.
Why didn't you tell me Carl for mine?
Yeah, that's Jason Terry, right?
Right, Brian, exactly.
All right.
Go ahead. I'll take a half. Go ahead.
We go back to Parlay Kid. All right. Parlay Kid, known for being a team player, known for being an unsung kind of guy, which is the only NBA championship winning team to not have a single player on the NBA's 75 greatest players of all time list?
Good one.
The Detroit Pistons.
No. That's what I would have said.
Well, being that Giannis is on it, you got it. The 2004 Detroit Pistons. That's two for you. All right, Harry. To stay with Parlay Kid. You want to go to Brian? Okay, Brian. Okay, Brother Bri. Which Houston Rockets player holds the most points off the bench in an NBA Finals game with 31? Most points off the bench in an NBA Finals game.
I got that one.
Sam Cassell.
That is correct. Sam Cassell, game 2. Harry, according to Sal, who is the most handsome head coach to ever win an NBA championship? Oh, no, sorry. I'm just kidding. Okay. Harry, Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan was the leading scorer in 32 of the 35 NBA final games he ever played in. Name the two other people who led the Bulls in scoring.
I'm going to say Pippen and Hodges.
Nope.
It would be Pippen and Tony Kukoc.
There you go.
Sal, which team is the lowest seed to ever win an NBA championship? And if you want to get your half point back, what seed were they? The lowest
seed. To ever win?
To ever win. Yeah, to win an NBA championship.
I don't know, like the Bullets, in like the late 70s. Is that, I'll say the Bullets.
You'd be incorrect. It was the 94-95 Houston Rockets, a sixth seed that defeated the number three seed Jazz, two seed Suns, number one seed Spurs.
How many Rockets questions are you going to have?
If I get this, like if I get this question questions. Right, it's over. So,
father, so we a big father and son guy. Gary Payton and Gary Payton II could become the fifth father and son duo to ever win an NBA championship. Can you name one other father and son pair?
Right. I was going to say in baseball, I feel like I could get this.
Right.
Basketball. Championship teams.
All right. Does anyone else want to steal this or just give the answer? Bill Walton, Lou Walton, Michael Thompson, Clay Thompson, Rick Barry, Brent Barry. And then apparently Matt Gukas Sr.
Wasn't going to get that.
Matt Gukas
Jr. All right.
Okay, so we'll go to one bonus question. Okay. There have been, or we could do just go around the horn and try. Just if you
say
want to
it,
do
whoever
it that
says
way.
It first. What go is ahead. The one?
Yep.
Okay.
There have been 14 players who have won a championship as a head coach and a player. Do you want to name?
Oh, my God.
Steve.
Start. Or, okay, Harry starts.
This is terrible. This is terrible.
All right, Steve Kerr, yes.
Yeah, we'll go with 14 players as a coach and a player, you said?
Yep, as a head coach and a player.
I can go.
Pat Riley.
There you go, Pat Riley.
Darren.
This is so stupid. I should. Phil Jackson.
There you go.
Well, now I'm going to screw this up, aren't I? I'm not going to say Budenholzer. I'm really not. It's and Bird lost.
You could be a player coach. It could have been a player coach. That counts too.
Doc Rivers?
No, it's not. No, okay, it's not Doc Rivers.
All right,
it's not
Doc Rivers.
Casey Jones.
Casey Jones is on the list. That's right for Harry.
You like that one, TPK?
Yeah, I mean, is it my turn?
Yes.
Rick Carlisle.
That's correct. Rick Carlisle on
right.
the list.
Mavericks. Yep.
Oh, bam.
I'll pass. Let's so we keep it moving. Right.
Harry, can you do one more?
I got one more left in the tank.
Don Nelson?
Parlay kid for the steal and the win.
But the guy I have left, I think, is Tyronn Lue.
And you would be correct. Congratulations.
Oh, there you go. Congratulations. We all owe Parlay Kid $50. And and Babyface owes us 40 minutes of our lives back. I don't know. And everyone better pay up.
Those are good questions today, though. They were very fair.
You did good.
Those questions are longer than the question I asked the guests on the interview.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, the NBA Finals are here, and so is your chance to score big on FanDuel Sportsbook. Throughout the NBA Finals, FanDuel's giving new customers $200 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Bet the money line, point spreads, player props, so much more. Plus, you can combine your bets for an even bigger payday with the same game parlay. Just sign up with promo code against all odds. If you haven't tried FanDuel, now is the perfect time to give it a shot, because the only thing sweeter than watching the finals is cashing in on all the action. Join today with promo code against all odds and turn a $5 bet into $200 in free bets. Win or lose, make every game feel like game seven with FanDuel Sportsbook. FanDuel, the official partner of the NBA. We gave you a bunch of nice same game parlays. You could jump in there with Tatum, a double-double. You get the Warriors -4.5. Klay Thompson, 20 or more. Throw them all in there. Make yourself a nice little same-game parlay. All right, NHL, Avs, Oilers. The Avs did it 4-0. This is a devastating loss. I mean, it's one thing to lose 8-6 or 7-3, but to get completely shut down by the backup goalie, I think this is the end.
I told you about this backup goalie.
For Edmonton. Avs are now -850 to win the series. I mean, what'd you think of that game?
The Avs are relentless. They're very good. You know, if you could shut out Edmonton, boy, oh boy. I mean, that was a very impressive Colorado
and it crushes
performance.
It crushes every one of the point, half a point over, half a power play point. I don't know what the hell you had, Harry, but man, you got any
two out of three. Two out of three. Tricidal.
What's that?
I went two out of three.
You did? Oh, you had Avs player props over or something?
Yeah, two, but Drysdale.
You know what they call that, right, Harry?
A loss?
Yeah. Loser.
I mean, Drysdale, yeah, all the Drysdale props lose, all the McDavid props lose. So that's that. So game three, now it goes back to Edmonton, and the Avs have been pretty good on the road. And that, they actually win by like more than two goals. I think I was riding that for a while, or two or more goals. So look out. Like I said, minus 850. Tampa Bay and the Rangers, I saw 134 and 112 last time I checked
still
this.
That. Still that.
134, 112.
Yep.
5.5 is the over-under. Spaghetti, how you feeling about game two?
I mean, the Vasilevsky's record has to come to an end at some point, right? I mean, it could
so
be
that's
this
the
team.
19-0, right? This team is 19-0 in the playoffs after a loss.
Yeah, I just, I mean, the home crowd, I think they got to him. They kind of broke his spirit in the first game. I think it has to come to an end at some point. And the best thing is if they lose, it's fine because I have tickets to see Top Gun after. So I'll be happy either way.
All right. I'm going to do, I'm tired of betting against the Rangers and losing. But this is a little bit of a bet. They could still win the Rangers, but I like the Lightning minus a half a goal in the first period. You get plus 174. They did it three times to the Maple Leafs. They won the first period 1-0, 3-0, and 1-0 after a loss. 4 out of 6 last year, they won the first period after a loss. They won the last two in 2020 playoff games after a loss. They haven't lost a first period after a loss in years. So if you can get it even, you're golden. But plus 174 on something that's happened 9 of the last 11 times with a pretty good goalie, I'd say that's a good bet. Plus 174, Lightning minus a half a goal in the first period. Parlay Kid, you like Kucherov?
Yeah, I'm laying a lot here, Sal. I mean, I was just thinking about maybe going Kucherov over 4+ shots on goal, which is plus 118. But I originally said over 2.5 shots on goal at minus 176, which I very rarely take. But I do feel very strongly about this. Kucherov peppered the net in game one, just wasn't able to get anything through. And I expect him to be relentless tonight in this game, being with their backs against the wall here too, as well as the underdog Lightning here for the series, come out really strong, especially with Kucherov. He's a sniper. I think he's going to put a lot of pucks on net. So he's had about 20 in his last four games. I believe he was as high as 7 in his last game with shots on goal. So take over 2.5. You're laying a lot here, but I'll take the minus 176. I think.
All right, brother Bry, you like both goalies, not necessarily in this series, but we've seen goalies get pulled. We've seen goalies get injured. This is a little risky, but you get plus 730.
We've seen, wow. Yeah, I'm looking at Shesterkin and Vasilevsky. Both have over 31.5 saves at plus 730. I thought that was pretty good number. I mean, look, Shesterkin's been phenomenal. Although I will say, in game one, I do think defensively. I thought the Carolina series in games 6 and 7, he was awesome. He was very good in the game one, but I do think defensively they really helped him out. They got their sticks on a lot of pucks that really helped him. But I will say his stat line, Shesterkin's stat line, has been exactly the same for three straight games. 37 saves on 37 shots. I do think, if anything, regardless of if Tampa wins this game or not, I think they get a lot of shots on net tonight.
Right.
So I do like that over 31.5 for him. And then Vasilevsky, again, has been dynamite after a loss. In the Florida series, he had 33 or more saves in all four games. I think the Rangers are humming somewhat offensively. So I do think they're going to get off a good amount of shots as well. You know, maybe they will get 33 to 35 shots, but Vasilevsky will be a little bit better tonight. So I thought that was a fun one. Both goalies.
Yeah, I think that's. I think I have Shesterkin over saves on my as my EP.
Nice
today. I love that.
That's
I
your
love
extra
that
points.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
EP.com. By the way, if it goes to overtime and it's a low scoring game, you're golden with this. It
goes to overtime.
The overtime. I'm surprised. I think we're due for an overtime game in this, right? It's only been one game.
Yeah, it is weird. We haven't seen many.
These teams 3-1 odds to go to overtime. All right, Harry. What's you like Fox to record a point?
Yeah, Eddie likes this one too. Adam Fox, over to record at least 1 point at minus 156. Look, he scored at least 1 point, 18 of his last 21 games. He leads New York in ice time per game at 27 minutes in the playoffs. Is second on the team in playoffs and points with 20. Leads Eastern Conference in playoffs and assists. He's first in the NHL in playoffs in power play assists with 9. 5 assists in the last 3 games versus Tampa Bay. I mean, what else? And by the way, this guy's a defenseman with all the crazy offensive stats. Adam Fox to record a point, minus 156.
All right. Spaghetti, you like any other player props or meatballs while we're at it?
I do like Harry's. Anything with the Rangers and the power play, any of that first unit. So if you want to do over on Mika, I want to do maybe over on Kreider, because Tampa's, you know, their one snafu is they do take a lot of penalties from their style of play. And the Rangers have been really good on the power play, continuing through the Carolina series. So anyone in that first line, Panarin as well, who's going to get a lot of power play time. So load up on the overs on those guys.
All right. Meatballs, anything?
I always think Andrew Kopp over half a point is a pretty good bet. It's pretty consistent. And then I think if you just take a shot with either Perry, Pilat, or Killorn for the Lightning, one of those should put up a point.
All right. You get all pluses. So that'd be a good payout. All right. So that's hockey. We'll have graphics up there. Quickly going to the NFL. NBC reportedly considering Jason Garrett to replace Drew Brees. That's a real thing. What are they doing here? What's going on with the Jason Garrett thing?
That's the duh of the day.
Paulie used to say he must have pictures of Jerry Jones, incriminating pictures. Now, is it Goodell? Is it we just have to keep giving this guy jobs in the NFL?
I mean,
it gets me mad.
Princeton grad, Sal, you know, the Ivy League connections. Who knows? They run deep. I have no idea. I don't know why he would be so appealing to anybody, to be quite honest with you. I'm sure he's a fine gentleman. I don't know. I mean, I don't know
why. Either.
Why would we want to listen?
I'd rather hear Jason Priestley do the game.
Eddie, he's going to be coaching Notre Dame soon. That's where it goes after this.
Yeah. Wow.
I can't escape the guy. And it's like, I know it's fun to make fun of Notre Dame, but it's like, look how many different announcers they've had the last few seasons, pretty much since like Mike Mayock left. And it's kind of frustrating that rotating analyst chair, you can't get a guy who's good for one of the, you know, most watched programs in college football. And I don't know how good Jason Garrett's going to be at calling Notre Dame games. He has no connection to the program. So after Brees, you know, after Doug Flutie, it's just very strange. I don't know what they're doing here.
Yeah. I don't know what they're doing either. I mean, you think they take these jobs seriously and then they don't, but again, we'll listen with the sound off. It'll be fine. All right. Frank Gore and Ryan Fitzpatrick, both Hall of Famers, both retired yesterday. Oh, no, just Frank Gore. Harry, I don't know. We talked about it on the extra points. Frank Gore's numbers are there because of longevity. You got to give him credit. So he will make the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
But I said yesterday, I'm not going to bounce my grandkids on my lap and tell stories about Frank Gore. Right.
No, you're right, Sal, but still he deserves it because, yeah, longevity, sure, staying healthy, it's all part of when it comes down to it. And it's not his fault where he played in all those years he played 9 total playoff games, 4 seasons.
Yes.
With playoff games, just 3 of them with San Fran like 10 years ago. And he played with Buffalo in 2019. He had 1 carry in the game. So I guess that counts, but in terms of a playoff game, but still, look, 16,000 yards, 4,000 receiving yards, 100 touchdowns. First ballot. He didn't do anything in the playoffs because it just, that's the way it goes, but still first ballot Hall of Famer. Sure.
I agree. Paulie Kidd, maybe not. What do you think?
Oh, Frank Gore's in the hall. You know, absolutely. He's put him in the hall. I have no argument with that.
Just nothing big in the postseason, Darren, but
see, Harry, again, I agree with that, but why then do you pick and choose why the playoffs are so important all the time to be in the Hall of Fame, right?
Oh,
so are
yeah.
they or are they not? See, I don't say that. Harry says that. So, but now Gore could not have been an effective postseason player or was never on a team good enough to be there, but that's okay. He can be in. It kind of goes against what Harry normally says, but I do agree.
Okay, if you want to go by that, then I guess Donovan McNabb goes in the Hall of Fame ahead of Tony Romo. Then I guess, right?
Well,
if you go by numbers,
Harry,
Donovan McNabb's been to a Super Bowl.
See, this is what I get. You're going right back to your point. I don't.
Wait. Harry, pick a side.
That's it.
Pick one side.
But also, okay, I'm just pointing that out. But still, McNabb's
stats
are way better than Romo's.
Eli shouldn't be in. We're going regular season numbers.
Listen, it's all stupid. Joe Namath has more interceptions than touchdown passes, and he's in.
It's all good. Gore goes in. I was going
to figure out which side.
But I did think I saw Gore win a boxing match the other day as well.
He did.
Yeah.
So, he got knocked out. Who knocked him out?
I thought he knocked his opponent out.
No, he won, but who knocked him out a couple years ago?
Oh, it's right.
Oh, maybe he just lost. Didn't he lose?
That's a good question.
Deron Williams, Mikey is saying. He fought Deron Williams.
Williams beat him. Did he knock him out, though? Or did he just beat him?
That's so weird.
I don't know. Like, Gore beat a pro, but lost to Deron Williams. It doesn't make sense.
You're right.
I don't know what's going on. Anyway. All right. Hey, let's take a quick break, and then we'll get these guys Sharp Tank picks, and we'll get the hell out of here for the week. All right, Sharp Tank. These guys are going to give me their picks. I'm going to jump on one of them, and I'm at least going to hope the one I jump on wins. Harry, start us off. Weekend action. What's your best bet?
Yep. Saturday night, we're going to go to game 3 of the Oilers and the Avalanche. I'm going to take at +210. You can bet Rantanen and Drysdale both to get an assist in the game. Like I said, +210. My video pick last night was Rantanen to score, get an assist. I've hit that now 4 of the last 5 video picks. He's got 12 assists in 12 playoff games. He's got last 8 games, he's had 6 assists. And Drysdale and McDavid, the most assists in the playoffs with 21. He had at least 1 assist in 9 straight games before getting shut out last night. So he'll have a bounce back game here at home. And it's been 30 days since he's gone back-to-back games without an assist. So Drysdale and Rantanen both to get an assist on Saturday night at +210.
All right. There you go. Brother Bri, what's your Sharp Tank?
Yeah, I'm going boxing. I was looking at UFC, but I do like the boxing match a little bit better this weekend, surprisingly. But Devin Haney, I'm going to take Haney to win by decision over Kambosos. You know, Kambosos is actually, I mean, I will say he's impressive. You know, he had that split decision victory against Teofimo Lopez, which was surprising to me. Last year, but I will say I think Haney to me, both guys aren't going to possess enough power, so I think this definitely goes the distance, although it's -300. But Haney is just a much better defensive fighter of the two. You know, he can adapt a little bit more, I think, within this fight. So I'm going to take him at even money to win by decision. Although I will say this is in Kambosos, it's in Australia, I think, right? So it's in his backyard, which we've gotten screwed before, fights in Australia.
Is this in like 4 out? Was this fight yesterday? I got to figure out the time.
Good question. Now that you say that, it should be, let me see this start.
All right, we'll figure it out. That's your pitch. It's Saturday, 11 Eastern, 11 p.m. Eastern.
Okay. Yeah, so this is taking place on Sunday morning there.
No, 11 p.m. Eastern. I don't know. It says Saturday, 11 p.m.
Yeah, I'm just saying over there. Yeah, over there, Australia.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. I don't care about that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right, Parley Kid, what's your Sharp Tank?
You know, I'm going to go Warriors win margin, 11 plus points. I always like these teams to bounce back in game 2 after a home game 1 loss. I think Warriors win big in game 2. +240.
All right. For that. Okay. I like that. I don't trust Edmonton right now. I just, I know the bounce back factor. All. Well, you know what? I you know, we didn't make enough of Brother Bri's win there. Last Sharp Tank. That was a Sharp Tank pick, right? Javonte Davis to win in rounds 5 through 8.
Yeah.
And I jumped on that and that one. And I'm not going to leave your side here, Bri. Haney by decision.
Nice.
Even odds.
Nice.
You got a handle on the boxing. And that is the Sharp Tank pick. And that wraps up the week. ExtraPoints.com/arcade. You got prop quiz. You got June prop culture. You got 2 contests to join there for prizes and hats and all sorts of stuff. It's all free to play. What a week. Anson Carter was on. Kevin Harlan. Harry, got a lot of compliments about Kevin Harlan calling your topless dribbling.
Absolutely tremendous. Great. Yep. Great.
There you go. Very, very exciting. And Babyface, did we miss anything else?
No, I'm off to Europe to scout the World Cup for Harry and nice. Some Spanish basketball. And awesome. This is, and hopefully the Rangers, you know, I know they're going to win the Stanley Cup. So that's one thing I don't have to worry about.
That's right. There. That, we have nothing to worry about with that. Absolutely, Joel. Oh, yep.
Babyface, you're going, oh, yeah, you're going to be gone like 10 days or something, right?
Something like that, but we're in good hands because, you know, the Rangers are going to keep winning, and Eddie's booking that parade to New York. Yep.
So. All right, you'll catch the parade
safe travels,
from Barcelona.
Safe travels.
We're
good time. Nice,
Joe.
It was a good week. Go listen to Extra Points. Go back -3 with Kevin Hench, Dave Damashek, Eddie Spaghetti, Lemon Pepper Parlay with Mark Gunnels and Martin Weiss, Megan Fun of Sports. By the way, Megan Connolly is a nut. She went to the she wore an Extra Points hat to the Urban Meyer bar last night.
Oh, nice.
Like 2 in the morning.
That's great.
Who knows if she comes back. Thoughts and prayers to Megan Connolly. All right, that'll do it for another episode of Against All Odds. For Spaghetti, for Meatballs, for Babyface Joel Solomon, the Degenerate Trifecta, I'm Sal Zink. So long, and happy handicapping. Na, 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 na.